Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow. It was a really mixed session today. On the surface, the S&P 500 eked out a new record high, but the Nasdaq was down. What was the real story under the hood?
It was a classic tale of two markets. You had this heavy selling in megacap tech and semiconductors, which dragged down the Nasdaq. But look deeper, and you see money wasn't fleeing the market. It was just rotating. The small caps, the mid caps, they had a fantastic day. The Russell 2000 was up a full percent.
Right, so the Vanguard Megacap Growth ETF was down, but the equal-weighted S&P 500 absolutely flew, up 1.3%. That's a huge divergence.
A massive divergence. It tells you the breadth was actually very strong. 9 of the 11 S&P sectors finished green. This wasn't a risk-off day. It was a risk-rotation day. Investors were moving into sectors like healthcare, real estate, and utilities, which all had stellar sessions.
And healthcare really stood out, up almost 2%. What was the catalyst there?
Earnings. You had IQVIA, or IQV, which just exploded higher by nearly 18% after a great report. And then there was Medpace, MEDP, which wasn't in the S&P 500, but wow, it surged over 50% on its results. It shows there are pockets of incredible strength if you know where to look.
Okay, but the biggest story of the day has to be the home builders. D.R. Horton, ticker DHI, had an absolutely blowout quarter. It was up, what, 17%?
17%. And this is the fascinating part. Expectations were in the gutter for DHI, especially after its competitors KBH and Lennar disappointed last month. The market was braced for bad news.
So this was a case of clearing a very low bar?
Not just clearing it, vaulting over it. Yes, they used incentives and mortgage rate buy-downs, which squeezed margins a bit, but their margins were still better than expected. They managed costs, focused on smaller, more affordable homes, and their sheer scale as the biggest builder gave them leverage. It was a masterclass in execution.
And the market is thinking, if they can do this well with mortgage rates this high, imagine what happens when rates eventually come down. The whole home construction ETF, ITB, was up almost 8% today.
Exactly. That's the forward-looking story. But it wasn't all good news on the earnings front. We saw some big blue chips get hit. General Motors, Lockheed Martin, and Philip Morris all sold off hard after their reports.
And the semis, too. NXPI beat on earnings, but the guidance wasn't there. And that seemed to weigh on the whole chip sector. The SOX index was down almost 2%.
It's a picky market. A beat isn't enough. You need to guide higher. And that's the hurdle a lot of these companies are facing. It puts the focus squarely on the names that are actually delivering and continuing to show strength.
All right, let's get tactical then. For traders looking at tomorrow, what are some of those continuation setups? Where is the momentum?
I'm watching a few names that are breaking out with real power. First is LII, Lennox International. It's showing a beautiful ascending triangle breakout near $620. With the volume we're seeing, a test of 621, maybe even 625, seems very likely in the next couple of days.
Okay, LII. What else is on the continuation list?
Synopsys, ticker SNPS. In that weak tech sector, this one is a standout. It's consolidating above the $615 level. A break over 620 on volume would be the confirmation I'm looking for, with a target of 625.50.
Interesting. So even in a weak group, you can find leaders.
Absolutely. You also have Eli Lilly, LLY, just a monster uptrend with clear institutional buying. It's looking for a move into the 780s. And a smaller healthcare name, TRML, Tourmaline Bio, it's forming a textbook bull flag. An entry around $18.90 could target a breakout toward 1940.
Got it. So those are the names that are already moving. What about anticipation setups? Stocks that are coiling and might be ready to pop.
This is where it gets exciting. I'm looking at stocks where volume is increasing, but the price hasn't made its big move yet. It suggests a breakout is building. Take Navitas Semiconductor, NVTS. It's got strong upward momentum in both price and volume. A move through 865 could get it running toward $9.
Okay, NVTS. What else is on the anticipation watch list?
Recursion Pharmaceuticals, RXRX. It's had a consistent rise with growing volume. A break of its recent highs around 660 could see a quick move to 675 or even $7. And then there's Beyond Meat, BYND. I know, a controversial name, but the chart is constructive. It's seeing high volume on recent price increases. If it can clear 430, a run to 450 is in the cards.
So, a lot of specific ideas there. Let's pull back to the indexes. For traders managing overall market exposure, what are the key levels you're watching on SPY and the Qs for tomorrow?
For the SPY, support is right around 628.50. If we break below that, it could signal more downside. Resistance is up near 631. For the QQQ, the key levels are 560.50 for support and 563 for resistance. The action between those levels will really set the short-term tone.
So the takeaway is a market in rotation, not retreat. Be selective. Focus on relative strength in sectors like healthcare and home builders, but keep an eye on these tech names that are coiling for a potential move.
That's it exactly. Don't chase weakness, but be ready to pounce on confirmed strength. The market is giving us clear signals if we listen. Focus on the leaders and manage risk around those key index levels.
Excellent insights. That gives us a great roadmap for tomorrow's session. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see everyone back here for the next prep. Have a great evening.